ॐ ज्ञानतिमिरान्धस्य ज्ञानाञ्जनशलाकय चक्षुषुन्मीलितं येन तस्मै श्रीगुरवे नमः। श्रीचैतन्यमनोभीष्टं स्थापितं येन भूतले स्वयं रूप कदा मह्यं ददाति स पदान्तिकम्। वन्देऽहं श्रीगुर श्रीयुतपदकमलं श्रीगुरुं वैष्णवांश्च श्रीरूपं सागरजातं सहगना रघुनाथनितं तं सजीवं सादयितं सावधूतं परिजनसहितं कृष्णचैतन्यदेवं श्रीराधाकृष्णपादं सहगना ललिता श्रीविशाखान्वितांश्च। नमो विष्णुपादाय कृष्णप्रेष्ठाय भूतले श्रीमते भक्तिवेदान्त स्वामिनिति नामिनि। नमस्ते सारस्वते देवे गौरवाणी प्रचारिणे निर्विशेष शून्यवादी पाश्चात्य देशतारिणे वंशाकल्पतरुभ्यश्च कृपासिन्धुभ्यैव च पतितानां पापनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो नमः। नमो महावदन्नाय कृष्ण प्रेम प्रदायते कृष्णाय कृष्ण चैतन्य नाम्ने गौरतिष्ये नमः। हे कृष्ण करुणा सिन्धु दीनबन्धु जगत्पते गोपेश गोपिकाकान्त राधाकान्त नमस्तुते। तप्त कांचन गौरांगी राधे वृंदावनेश्वरी विषभानुसुते देवी प्रणमामि हरिप्रिये। जय श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर शिवासादि गौर भक्त वृंद। हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे हरे। ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। नारायणं नमस्कृत्य नरं चैव नरोत्तमं देवीं सरस्वतीं व्यासं ततो जय मुदीरये नष्ट प्रायेषु अभद्रेषु नित्यं भागवत सेवया। भगवती उत्तम श्लोके भक्तिर्भवति नष्टके। रीडिंग फ्रॉम श्रीमद् भागवतम कैंटो 3 चैप्टर 24। चैप्टर इज एंटाइटल द रिनाउंसिएशन ऑफ कर्दम मुनि। टेक्स्ट नंबर 16, राइट। वेदाहम् आद्यं पुरुषं अवतीर्णं समायया भूतानां सेवादिं देहं विभ्राणं कपिलं मुने। वेदाहम् आद्यं पुरुषं अवतीर्णं समायया भूतानां सेवादिं देहं विभ्राणं कपिलं मुने। वेदाहम् आद्यं पुरुषं अवतीर्णं समायया भूतानां सेवादिं देहं विभ्राणं कपिलं मुने। वेद नो अहम् आय आद्यं द ओरिजिनल पुरुषं एंजॉयर अवतीर्णं इनकार्नेटेड samaya, by his own internal energy, bhutanam, of all the living entities, sevadhim, the bestower of all desired, who is just like a vast treasure, deham, the body, bibhranam, assuming, kapilam, Kapil Muni, Mune, O sage Kardama. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace, S.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. Translation. O Kardama, I know that the original Supreme Personality of Godhead has now appeared as an incarnation by His internal energy. He is the bestower of all desired by the living entities, and He has now assumed the body of Kapila Muni. Hare Krishna. Disconnected. Battery is off or what? One hour. Defect of technology. What's going on? Transcendental knowledge. You cannot see. Now appeared. Hare Krishna. So please repeat. O Kardama, I know that the original Supreme Personality of Godhead has now appeared as an incarnation by His internal energy. He is the bestower of all desired by the living entities. And He has now assumed the body of Kapila Muni. Purport. In this verse we find the word Purusham Avatiranam Samayaya. The Supreme Personality of Godhead is everlastingly, eternally, the form of Purusha, the predominator or enjoyer. And He appears, He never accepts, and when He appears, He never accepts anything of this material energy. The spiritual world is a manifestation of His personal internal potency, whereas material world is a manifestation of His material or differentiated energy. The word Swamayaya by His own internal potency indicates that whenever the Supreme Personality of Godhead descends, He comes in His own energy. He may assume the body of a human being, but that body is not material. In Bhagavad Gita, therefore, it is clearly stated that only fools and rascals, murhas, consider the body of Krishna to be the body of a common human being. The word Sevadhim means He is the original bestower of all the necessities of life upon the living entities. In the Vedas also it is stated that He is the chief living entity and that He bestows all the desired necessities of other living entities. Because He is the bestower of the necessities of all others, he is called God. The Supreme is also a living entity, he is not impersonal. As we are individual, the Supreme Personality of Godhead is also individual. But he is the Supreme Individual. That is the difference between God and the ordinary living entities. Mukham karati vachalam pankhu langhayate girin jat kripata maham vande sri krishna tarinam paramananda madhavam sri chaitanya. Hare Krishna. Topic has been a little bit changed now. So we are discussing yesterday and day before yesterday about principles of household life. So today's verse talks about incarnation of Kapila Muni. And Prabhupada in the purport is mentioning that Supreme Personality of Godhead, he appears with his internal energy. Krishna also says in Bhagavad Gita, Ajopisan Abhayatma, Bhutana Mistaropisan, Pokitim Samudhistaya Sambhavami Atma Mayaya. Krishna is Aja. Aja means unborn. Then he is telling that I take birth. So contradictory, apparently. Although Krishna is Aja, but he takes birth. So how it is possible? So we can understand this when we have the faith in the inconceivable potency of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. There is no contradiction. He is Aja because he does not take birth in the spiritual world. He is eternally there. But in this world also he does not take birth. Sambhavami Atma Mayaya. He appears with his internal potency, appearance. So there is a difference between taking birth and appearing. So when we take birth, we are forced to take birth in a particular situation. We cannot choose our parents, we cannot choose our place of birth. How many of you have done that? Not possible. We are forced to take birth in a particular situation, from a particular parents. But Krishna, when he appears, because he is appearing, so he is not forced to take birth in a particular situation. Just like Krishna took birth in the prison house of Kamsa, that was his independent sweet will. And he accepted Vasudev and Devaki as his parents. That is Krishna's birth. So Kapil Muni also, he has appeared from the womb of Mother Devahuti. So sometimes Lord appears with the help of parents. It's called Swadaraka Abhirbhav. Means it accepts parents, father and mother to appear. And sometimes he appears without parents. It's called Adaraka Abhirbhav. So when Nrisimhadev appeared, he appeared from the pillar. So pillar is the father and mother, right? So he did not have to take shelter of the parents because he is independent. Sometimes he takes birth with the parents and sometimes he does not take birth with the parents. That is his independent sweet will. But when Nrisimhadev appeared, so after killing Hiranyakashipu, Prahlad was sitting on the lap of Nrisimhadev. And Nrisimhadev was enjoying the fatherly love. But he was feeling that I am enjoying the fatherly love, but what feeling Prahlad Maharaj is getting, I cannot understand. So he desired that I also should get that kind of feeling as a son. That's why in his next appearance, Vamanadev, he took shelter, or rather, he accepted parents to appear in this world. So Kardama Muni and Devahuti, are the parents of Kapila Muni. But although Krishna is taking birth, but his birth is transcendental. Prabhupada in the purport is telling, even though he takes the form of a human being, we should not think that Lord is an ordinary human being. And who thinks that? Prabhupada is telling, not Prabhupada. Prabhupada is to say, I have not told. Krishna has told. Avajananti mang muhura manusing tanumasrita. The fools deride me that I appear in a human form. And thinking that is an ordinary form. Ordinary human being. Because who do not have any idea, knowledge about Krishna, they consider like that. But what is Krishna's birth and activities? Janma karma chame divyam evam javati tattata tyakta deham punarjanma naiti mameti sarjana. So Krishna's name, form, pastimes, activities, all are transcendental. Divyam. Divyam means transcendental. What is the meaning of transcendental? Beyond three modes of material nature. We are all governed by the three modes. But Krishna's activities are not governed by the three modes of material nature. That's why Krishna told Arjuna, Traigunna Vishaya Veda Nistraigunna Bhavarjuna. So my dear Arjuna, if you want to know me, then you have to transcend the three modes of material nature. Unless and until we transcend the modes of material nature, we cannot appreciate or we cannot understand, we cannot realize the transcendental appearance and activities of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. So that is the message. So Krishna is unborn, Aja, but he takes birth. It's contradictory. But I explain, it is not contradictory. Krishna never takes birth. In the spiritual world, Krishna is there eternally. He never takes birth. But in order to enjoy the rasa of his son, so he appears. And accepting parents. So this is contradictory from material point of view. So one reporter asked Srila Prabhupada, Prabhupada, can God create a stone which he cannot lift? Very tricky question. So Prabhupada was very smart because he's a founder acharya. He's an acharya. So he was not bewildered by the question. And Srila Prabhupada said, yes, God can create a stone which he cannot lift, and after some time he can lift it. That is inconceivable potency of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. So we should have that faith that God is not an ordinary human being. Whatever he does is really extraordinary. So Srila Prabhupada compares the appearance and disappearance of Krishna as rising of the sun and setting of the sun in the horizon. By that we can understand what is the appearance of Krishna and what is our birth. The sun rises in the east in the morning and sets in the west in the evening. It does not mean the sun takes birth in the morning and dies in the evening. It's not like that. In the same way, when Krishna takes birth, it's like the appearance of the sun in the eastern horizon. And when Krishna disappears, he does not die. He disappears from the vision. Second, that the sun is not controlled by time. We cannot calculate sun with the time of this world. So when sun is at the middle of the sky, we should not think, so 12 o'clock doesn't mean the sun is 12 hours old. It's not like that. In the same way, Krishna performed pastimes in this world for 125 years. But we should not think that the Lord is governed by the time of this material world. He is beyond time. Time is applicable only in this world. So generally time has three aspects, past, present and future. But in this world, there is no present. In this world, there is only future and past. And what is the present? Present is like a fraction of a moment that transforms the future into past. That's it. That's why everything in this world is temporary by nature, and we all are governed by the time. Time will take away everything. Krishna also tells, I am that time. So many people do not go to the temple, but Lord comes to your house, whether you like it or don't like it. So when you are alive, if you are not willing to go, but Krishna will come at the time of death. He said, who doesn't want to see my beautiful form? I appear in a different form. And he knocks at the door. So I have come now. But you cannot tell that time, no, I have office. I am busy. Today is not weekend. So he will not say like that. When that time will come, we have to follow that. That's why Bhaktivinoda Thakur is telling, better to see Krishna when we are alive. For the devotees, Krishna appears in Samsundar form. But for those who are not willing to see that form, Krishna comes in the form of time, kala, death. So Krishna comes. So Krishna is kala, but Krishna is not controlled by time. Rather, Krishna is controlling the time, just like sun. When sun is at the middle of the horizon, that is the time of 12 o'clock. So in the same way, Krishna controls the time. Time is not controlling Krishna. Then, Krishna's appearance and sun's appearance in the horizon as another aspect. What is that? That the sun is not appearing and disappearing. Sun is always there. But it's appearing and disappearing due to our limited vision. Maybe now sun is visible in this country, but sun is not visible in other country. But after some time, sun will not be visible in this country, but the sun will be visible in other country. But sun is always there. But sometime is visible, sometime is not visible. But when sun is not visible in Australia, we should not think sun is not there. Sun is somewhere else. In the same way, we should not think, oh, Krishna was there, so now Krishna is not there. Krishna is always there. But in our limited vision, Krishna appeared 5,000 years ago. Then again he will appear in another time. But Krishna is there. But due to our limited vision, we cannot see him. In this universe, he is not visible, but he is visible in other universe. That's why Krishna is always there. Just like the sun is always there, so Krishna is also always there. But due to our limited vision, we can see him sometime and we cannot see him sometime. And those who do not understand the science of astronomy is bewildered by the rising and setting of the sun in the sky. A child who does not know, he thinks, what's happening, what's going on, they become bewildered. But those who know the science of astronomy, for them it is very, very clear to understand the rising and the setting of the sun. In the same way, those who are child in Krishna consciousness, those who do not have any idea of Krishna's birth and activities, they get bewildered. The appearance and disappearance of Krishna is bewildering for the ordinary living entities. But those who know the transcendental science of Krishna's appearance and activities and disappearance, for them it is very, very easy to understand what is going on. So therefore we have to be educated in the transcendental science of Krishna consciousness. That's why Srila Prabhupada has established this society, in order to understand the transcendental nature of Krishna's appearance and activities. Here, another example is given. So, Krishna takes shelter, or rather, Krishna comes with his internal energy. There are three kinds of energy of Krishna. Internal energy, external energy, and marginal energy. Internal potency, external potency, and marginal potency. This material world is a manifestation of the external potency. The spiritual world is the manifestation of internal potency. And we, the living entities, are the manifestation of marginal potency. What is the meaning of marginal? We are nowhere, in between. So that's our problem. Some devotee asks me, Prabhuji, why we desire to enjoy separately from Krishna? That's why you are suffering. So why Krishna has made us like that? I said, that is the nature of the living entity. If that independence is not there, then what is the beauty of love? So living entity has a choice, whether to love Krishna and serve Krishna, or not to love and not to serve Krishna. That independence is given to the living entity. And when we choose to serve Krishna, we are in the spiritual world with the internal potency. And when we do not want to serve Krishna, we want to enjoy separately from Krishna, then we are in the material world, taking shelter of external potency of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. So Krishna, when he comes with the internal potency, not with external potency. How is that? It's very interesting. Krishna is telling that nobody can see me, because Naham Prakasa Sarvasya Jogomaya Samabrita. I am covered over by my Jogomaya, internal potency. That's why people cannot see me. Even if I appear, people cannot see. Just like Kauravas could not see Krishna as God. But we are also covered over by Mahamaya potency. So we have two coverings. One covering by which we are covered over, and there is another covering by which Lord is covered over. Very difficult to see this way. It's very difficult to see Krishna. Mysterious. So how we can be free from this covering and enter into the spiritual vision? So first, to be free from external covering is not so difficult. It's easy. Because that is in our hand. Covering of the external energy. So I give the example that Krishna's pastimes are like a drama in the theater hall. So if you want to see the drama in a theater hall, then you have to enter into the theater. You have to enter into the hall or auditorium. And in order to enter into the auditorium, you need a pass. VIP pass or any pass you need. Without that pass, you cannot enter into the auditorium. So you get the pass, enter into the auditorium, but it doesn't mean you can see the theater. Because there is another covering on the stage. The curtain is there. So that curtain you cannot remove by your ticket. So that curtain can be lifted only by the sweet will of the director of the theater. Right or wrong? We have to wait for that. So when that curtain will be lifted, or when curtain will be removed, and when the drama will start, that time we can see the drama. So in the same way, we are also willing to see the pastimes of Krishna with the spiritual vision. So now, we have entered into the theater, we have entered into the auditorium, and if you can assume ISKCON is the theater hall or auditorium to see Krishna's pastime. We have entered. And what is that ticket? We got the ticket of Shraddha. Means we have accepted a guru. We have accepted the process of Krishna consciousness. With that ticket, we have entered into ISKCON. But it doesn't mean you have entered into ISKCON, you can see Krishna. You may not be able to see Krishna. Because unless and until Krishna uncovers his yogamaya potency, you cannot see him. That's up to the sweet will of Krishna. So therefore, devotional life is a life of two lines. One line we can try, but other line is the mercy. So both are needed. That's why we have to be really humble. Because in this world also, we don't understand, but we think we are the doers. But in this world also, everything is controlled by the higher potency. It is said, prakite kriya manani gunaikarmani sarvasa ahankara vimuratma karta humiti mannate. Everything is done by the three modes of material nature. But we think out of false ego that we are the doers. Because if someone is in mode of goodness, he will act in certain way. Someone is in mode of passion, he will act in certain way. And someone who is in mode of ignorance, he will act in a certain way. They cannot change that because they are governed by the modes. And our modes are also changing. Sometimes we are predominantly in the mode of goodness. Sometimes we are predominantly in the mode of passion. Sometimes we are predominantly in the mode of ignorance. And when we are in a certain mode, we act accordingly. That is the nature. So we are controlled by the modes, but we think we are doing it. In the same way, when we are in the spiritual life, everything is controlled by Krishna by his internal potency. But we are thinking we are doing it. And Srila Prabhupada, when he started this movement, he said that everything is done by some higher divine energy. It's not done by me or anybody else. Actually, Krishna does everything. Krishna is the doer, either through his internal potency or by his external potency by three modes of material nature. Who can realize that? Only those who are surrendered to the process of Krishna consciousness. The surrendered soul can understand that in everything Krishna's hand is there. And when we see that in every step of life Krishna's hand is there, then why to fear? And at that moment we become fearless. That whatever happens to our life is good for us. That time we can realize it. But before that, we always compare. If something good happens, Krishna is good. If something bad happens, why is happening to me? Somebody was asking yesterday, Prabhuji, why people, they go to pilgrimage, they are dead, they become killed by some natural calamities or some way, accident, this and that. Why? They are going for good job. Why they should be killed? Why they should be dead? Some people say, oh, those who are doing good job, they suffer more. And those who are doing bad things, they are enjoying life. Why is happening like that? Why devotees are going through a lot of trouble? It comes to our mind like that, no? Why Pandavas are suffering so much? Why Haridas Thakur was suffering so much? Why Prahlad Maharaj was in so much difficulty? Why? But the pure devotees of Krishna never complain. Why? Because they know whatever is happening in my life is good for me. That faith and conviction is the foundation of our loving relationship with the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Apparently it may be good or bad, but for Krishna's devotee, everything is good for him. So I don't know, you might have heard this story. I'll tell a few stories to illustrate this point. So there was a king and he had a minister. And his minister had that faith, whatever happens in our life is good for us. So one day the finger of the king was cut. Then he called the minister. Minister says, good. Good for you. And king became very upset. My finger is cut, you are telling it's good for me? He says, yes. And he thought, the king thought, I have to give some punishment to him. Then he called the security guards and said, put him in the jail, in the prison. The minister said, it's also good for me. Thank you very much. So king thought he has become crazy. So the king went to the forest for some hunting, but the king was lost in the forest. And in that forest, some dacoits were arranging some sacrifice of human being. And they are searching for some human being. And they saw a beautiful king. He said, good day today. We have got a very nice human being to be sacrificed. So he was caught, the king was caught, and he was brought in front of the goddess. So the Brahmana was ready to sacrifice him. And before sacrifice, the body should be checked. If there is any defect in the body, that cannot be offered to Kali. Kali needs non-defective gift. So the Brahmana was checking the body and Brahmana saw that one finger was cut. So he said, no, it's not suitable for offering. Rejected. So king was very happy. He said, my God, I could escape. And that time he was remembering the minister words, whatever happens to our life is good for us. Because my finger was cut and because of that today my throat was not cut. So then he came back, then he called the minister. Still he was not fully realized. He said, yeah, my finger was cut, that was good for me. But how come you are in the prison, that's good for you? He said, you cannot realize that also. If I am not in the prison, I will be with you in the forest. And my finger was not cut, no. So then I will be dead. Then my throat will be cut. So I am alive because I was in the prison. So whatever happens to our life is good for us. But who can realize that? Those who are surrendered. They can see the hand of Krishna. An example is, sometimes bad time comes in our life. So-called bad time. So much suffering. So much adversity in life. Just like Parikshit Maharaj. So if Parikshit Maharaj was cursed that he will be dead in 7 days. Bad time. How much bad time we can have? What maximum can happen in our life? End of our life. We will be dead. What else will happen to us? Nothing more. So that is the worst thing happening in our life. We are so scared. What will happen? What will happen? What will happen? Some devotees come. Prabhuji, what will happen in our life? I said, Prabhuji, death will happen in your life. Somebody says, Prabhuji, what is the future of our life? Future of our life is death. We have to die one day. Jatosahi Durva Mithur. Why so much worry? Why worrying so much? What will maximum happen? Death will happen. So Parikshit Maharaj was cursed to die in 7 days. So it happens to our life, what will think? We'll be very happy. Thank you, God. But Parikshit Maharaj thanked him. That is the glory of a pure devotee. He said, my dear Lord, you have appeared to me in a form. What is that form? Dijo Sapa Rupam. You have appeared in the form of the curse of a Brahmana boy. So that curse was not curse for Parikshit Maharaj. He was seeing the Lord in that curse. And Parikshit Maharaj was very strong king in order to counteract that curse. He could do that. But he did not do that because he was very intelligent. He thought, I may counteract the curse now, but it doesn't mean that I will not die. I have to die. So now, I am very fortunate because I got 7 days notice. In the future, we may not get 7 days notice. Khattanga Maharaj, when Parikshit Maharaj went to Sukadev Goswami, he thought 7 days is very less. 7 days, how we can get perfection? But Sukadev Goswami giving enthusiasm to Parikshit Maharaj, 7 days is more than enough, too much. Too many days are left. And he was given the example of Khattanga Maharaj. Khattanga Maharaj is a very powerful king, and once the demigods are in difficulty with the demons, and Khattanga Maharaj is invited by the demigods to fight against the demons. And Khattanga Maharaj defeated the demons, and demigods were very happy with Khattanga Maharaj. And Khattanga Maharaj, after defeating the demons, he wants to go back, so demigods wanted to give some gift. So, demigods are willing to give anything to Khattanga Maharaj. Then Khattanga Maharaj said, I don't want anything. You are the devas, you are higher living entities. If you can tell me how much time I have in my life. Then the devas, the demigods calculated and they saw a moment is left only for Khattanga Maharaj. And they informed Khattanga Maharaj, and Khattanga Maharaj is completely absorbed in the thought of Krishna and left his body. So Khattanga Maharaj got only one moment notice. But Parikshit Maharaj got 7 days and 7 nights notice. How many days notice we have? How many? But we are very happy. That is called symptom of ignorance. That's called happiness and ignorance. We are very happy. So notice is not there. Notice is there, but we don't know the notice. So somebody in London, I was giving a class, I was talking about Tibrena Bhakti Jogena. Our devotional service should be intense. I was giving lecture to the brahmacharis to inspire them. So Prabhuji, then one devotee told me, Prabhuji, how that intensity will come? Then I said, how Parikshit Maharaj was involved in the intense devotional service? Then that brahmachari said, Prabhuji, because he had only 7 days. I said, how many days do you have? We don't know. So how much intensity we should have? But we are thinking that we have many days in our life. But how that intensity in devotional service will come? My Guru Maharaj told me once that you have to think every day morning, today is our last day. Then intensity will be there. But we are keeping death at back. When you live a life keeping death at the front, will be very much serious, and our intensity in devotional service will be very high. So Parikshit Maharaj, devotional service was very intense because he knew he has only 7 days. No time should be wasted. 7 days and 7 nights, without breakfast, without lunch, without dinner, without toilet break, bathroom break, washroom break, any break, nothing was available. Each and every moment was utilized in chanting and hearing of Srimad Bhagavatam. And when Parikshit Maharaj was about to leave his body, that snake bird came. 12th canto of Srimad Bhagavatam explains that his whole body was burnt into ashes at a moment. But Parikshit Maharaj could not realize that he is dead. Why? Because he took complete shelter of the lotus feet of Sukadeva Goswami, and he took complete shelter of Srimad Bhagavatam. Completely absorbed. That's why he was fearless. So when a child sees the dragon mask on the face of his father, because child doesn't know dragon mask, so he gets scared. Right? Because he's a child. But when the child is grown up, when he knows what is dragon mask, what is father, then when the father comes with the dragon mask, what he does? He takes away the dragon mask from the face of his father and sees the beautiful form of his father. He is not scared of the dragon mask. So-called suffering of this world is the dragon mask of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. So much problem. But those who are child in Krishna consciousness, they get scared. But those who know the beautiful face of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, and he knows that face is there behind this dragon mask, what they do? They take away the dragon mask and see the beautiful form of Samsundar. Just like Parikshit Maharaj, he was not seeing the curse. He was seeing the Supreme Personality of Godhead in that curse because he was completely surrendered to the Supreme Personality of Godhead. That's why he was fearless. So therefore, in order to see Krishna's activity as it is, we have to develop love of Godhead. Krishna has said, Bhaktamam Ubijanati. Only the Lord, only the pure devotees, they can understand God. So Krishna's activities also and Krishna's birth also can be understood or realized only by pure devotion. Unless and until we develop that love in our heart, it is very, very difficult to understand Krishna's activity. It is very, very difficult to understand Krishna's appearance. And it is very, very difficult to understand Krishna's disappearance. What is internal potency, what is external potency, is very difficult to understand. But those who take shelter of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, render pure devotional service and get purified in the heart, for them it is very, very easy and clear. Very clear. Transparency will be there in our vision when our heart is free from lust, anger, greed, pride, envy and illusion. When these six enemies are killed and when the heart is pure, that time it is very, very easy to see Krishna face to face. And for that we need to be surrendered. And what is the meaning of surrender? We should be thankful to Krishna for our good times in our life, for our bad times in our life. When we are able to thank Krishna for our bad time, that is the qualification to see Krishna face to face. And that is the quality of devotees. They never complain. Pandavas never lost a complaint. And I was telling that Prahlad Maharaj, when he saw that beautiful form of Nrisimhadev, he never said that my father has abused me. Child abuse case. The original child abuse case happened in the history of Srimad Bhagavatam, that Hiranyakashipu abused the children. So much, you cannot imagine the how Hiranyakashipu was abusing Prahlad Maharaj. He was trying to kill him in many different ways. Many different ways. Still, no complaint. That is the beauty. That is the greatness of a pure devotee. Never complains. You may think, oh, that is in the pages of Srimad Bhagavatam. Many thousand years, lakhs of years, millions of years ago happened. Whether happened or not, we don't know. But it happened in the life of Haridas Thakur. Haridas Thakur was called by the king, by the Muslim king. And he said, Haridas, you are from our religion. So why you are chanting Hindu name? Please give it up. If you give it up, then you will not have any problem in your life. Stop chanting the holy name. Then Haridas Thakur said, how can I stop? I cannot stay for a moment without the holy name. I cannot stop it. Then that king said, if you don't stop chanting the holy name, you will be killed. Some devotees say, Prabhuji, chanting is difficult. I understand. We have job, we have children to grow, we have so many challenges. Wife is not favorable, husband is not favorable, children is not favorable. So many excuses and so many problems, real problems also we give. But I don't think that kind of problem we face, that if we chant, we will be killed. I don't know, maybe some of you, but generally you don't get that kind of problem, right? If you chant the holy name, you will be killed. And that is very serious, statutory warning from the king is coming. If you don't stop, you will be killed. So what Haridas Thakur did? He said, okay, no problem. Haridas Thakur said, if you kill me, no problem. And he chanted a verse, Khanda khanda hoy deho, jai jodi pran, tobuna badane charibo harinam. He said, even my body is cut into different pieces, each piece of my body will chant the holy name of the Lord. That was Haridas Thakur. And what is our position? But we want to chant, experience love of Godhead. We have to chant the holy name purely, Prabhu. When tears will come from our eyes, when that day will come, that day will come when we have the faith and conviction like Haridas Thakur. If death comes, we are ready. So we should be ready. We have to check that we are ready. If you are not ready, then why we are claiming or demanding for these things? We are not ready for love of Godhead. To be ready for love of Godhead means we should be ready to die also. That is one of the symptoms, those who are in love of Godhead. So you should be ready for that. So Parikshit Maharaj was very detached. As soon as that notice came, he was ready. No complaint. So we should check that we are at that level or not. So generally, when we chant, Prabhupada said, it should be the child's crying for the mother. That should be the mood. Those who are chanting the holy name of the Lord. So child sometimes cries to get the attention of the mother, to get something out of her. So that is called mechanical crying, to get something. So our chanting is like that, mechanical chanting to get something out of God. But when child is in difficulty, if child is falling from the, maybe she is in the roof and child is falling, and that time when the child will cry, that is called sincere crying. So we are also in the material world, in a dangerous place. Padam padam jat, jat vipadam. Every moment there is danger. So when we chant, we should have that kind of mood. That we are in difficulty, still crying. So it's confirmed. Sincerely crying looks like. So Draupadi, so I was telling this story here or not, the Draupadi was about to be disrobed in the assembly of the Kurus. So Draupadi was asking for help. He asked help from her husbands, five husbands, not only one, five. They could not help her. Then she approached different senior members of the Kuru dynasty. They could not help. Then she thought, nobody is there to help, let me try. So she was trying, holding sari in one hand and crying for Krishna in other hand. So Rukmini Devi was there with Krishna in Dwaraka. So Rukmini Devi said, my dear husband, your dear devotee, Draupadi is in difficulty, go and help her. So Krishna thought, yes, I want to help, but I am thinking how I will go. I am in Dwaraka, Hastinapur is a little far. So my God, you don't know how to go. So you have your Garuda. Then Krishna said, Garuda is very slow. So Garuda is slow? Slow vehicle. So Garuda runs at the speed of mind. That is Garuda's speed. But Krishna said, no, I am not so convinced about his speed, he is very slow. So why? He said, when Gajendra asked for help, I was traveling on Garuda. And Garuda was flying, but I was telling Garuda, run faster, faster. But every vehicle has a speed limit. So Garuda was running at a maximum speed, but Krishna was not happy with the speed. Then Krishna said, okay, go faster. So out of love for Krishna, he tried and Garuda fainted on the ground. And Krishna said, I had to carry Garuda on my shoulder. So how can I have faith in this kind of vehicle? So I don't want to go on Garuda. So he was talking like that with Rukmini Devi. And after some time, Rukmini Devi said, saw Krishna is not there. So after some time, Krishna came back. He said, where did you go? So I went to Hastinapur to help Draupadi, and helping her I came back. I said, how did you go? I said, I went. But you are telling that how you are talking about Garuda, this and that. Then Krishna was telling Rukmini Devi, just I was passing time with you. I was waiting for Draupadi to fully surrender. Because I was seeing that Draupadi is surrendered but still not fully surrendered. So I was waiting for that moment. When Draupadi gave up his all effort and completely surrendered unto me and cried, and the tears of the desperate devotee crying for my help, that tear is the fastest medium by which I can reach that devotee. Krishna declared that to Rukmini. So he said, I took shelter, or I took the vehicle of the tears of Draupadi and reached Draupadi at that moment. So that is the way to attract the attention of Krishna. So what is the glory of a devotee? The asset, wealth, glory of a devotee is the surrender. That is the price you have to give. So Draupadi could pay that price, and that's why she was saved by the Supreme Personality of Godhead. So when the time of difficulty comes, that is the time of test. So devotees also go into difficulty, fall in difficulty, but when difficulty comes in the life of a devotee, they take it as the mercy of God and they take shelter of Krishna more and more. Brajavasis, they are in difficulty. Wherever there will be Krishna in our life, difficulty will be there. Krishna is a very difficult person. So when you want to have him in your life, always expect difficulty. What to talk about Krishna was there. As soon as there was a message from the sky that Krishna will appear, from that time Devaki started having a hard time. Right or wrong? Krishna has not appeared yet. Eighth son of Devaki will kill Kamsa. That was the message. As soon as that message was there, Devaki had good time. So as soon as you decide that we will accept the process of Krishna consciousness, you should be ready. The problem will start in your life. But what is the glory of the devotee? When the problem comes, they take shelter of Krishna. And Krishna protects them. That is the glory of Krishna. But difficulty will be there. We should not expect that I am leading a life of Krishna consciousness, there will not be any problem in our life. There will be problems. More problems may come. But when we are focused in our Krishna consciousness, the problems will not disturb us. The problems will help us to surrender more and more and more unto the lotus feet of Krishna. Because we have to realize, Bhagavatam says, every step in this material world is a danger. What is Maya? We are thinking this place is a safe place. That is the greatest Maya. This place is unsafe at every moment. At any moment we can die. At any moment anything can happen in our life. We don't know. Any moment, a flash of a moment, life can change. Who understands that? Who realizes that? Those who have taken shelter of the Supreme Personality of God. They realize that. That's why, sukhe dukhe samo kitva. A devotee, he is never disturbed. When good time comes into the life of a devotee, he does not become very jubilant. He knows this will not stay for long. In the same way, when bad time comes, they also don't become disturbed. Because they know this will also not stay for long. So nothing stays long in this life. In this material world. Everything is temporary by nature. So those who are surrendered to the Supreme Personality of Godhead, they are not disturbed by the so-called happiness and distress of this world. And those who are much advanced, they can realize what is the greatest danger in our life when Krishna is not there. That is the danger in our life. So that's why Kunti Devi is praying to Krishna that, my dear Lord, we are in difficulty, that time you are there with me and with us. But now we are having good time. We have got the kingdom, my son has become king. So we are having good time, but you are leaving us and going to Dwaraka. So what is the use of that good time? That is the most bad time in our life, because you are leaving us. That is dangerous. That's why Kunti Devi is praying, let that dangerous situation come again in my life. Who can pray like that? Who is fully surrendered? Because Kunti Devi knew the greatest danger in their life is not exile in the forest. The danger in their life is not that they will be killed by the Kauravas. The greatest danger in their life is absence of Krishna in their life. So devotee, they always want Krishna's presence in their life, nothing else. Na dhanang, na janang, na sundaring, kavitang, bajagadisha kamaye, mama janmane, janmane, sare, bhavatad bhakti rahaita kitai. When we are engaged in the devotional service of the Lord, that is the greatest activity and that is the safest activity in the whole creation. And only Krishna can give us shelter. Nobody can give us shelter in this world. And who realizes that? The devotees, they realize it. And they take complete shelter of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. And when they take shelter of the Supreme Personality of Godhead completely, and that time Krishna is revealed. Just like in the life of Draupadi, Krishna was revealed when she completely surrendered. So the glory of her life is to surrender. And that is the process Krishna has taught us. And that is the process Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has taught us. And that is the process Srila Prabhupada has taught us. And when we learn this process, our life will become successful and everything will be revealed as it is in front of us. And that is the success of human form of life. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Thank you very much. Hare Krishna. Any question or comment? Yes. We don't have to transcend the mind, we have to transcend the modes. Mind cannot be transcended. Mind has to be there all the time. This is a spiritual mind, material mind. So when mind is thinking of Krishna, that is transcendental mind. When mind is not thinking of Krishna, that is conditioned mind. So mind always thinks. Mind cannot be empty. So when mind is thinking of the sense objects, dhayate visayan pungsa, Krishna is explaining. We have two choices. One choice, mind can think of Krishna, or mind can think of which is not Krishna. So when we are not able to think of Krishna, that will bind us in Krishna, bind us in this material world. And when we think of Krishna, that will liberate us from this material world. The purpose of life to transcend the modes of material nature is to think of Krishna. So that's why Krishna has told Arjuna, always think of me. Manmana bhava. And that is the essence of all rules and regulations of our spiritual life. Always remember Krishna, never forget Krishna. So when you are remembering Krishna, you are transcendental. When you are not able to remember Krishna, you are governed by the modes of material nature. Simple. Okay. Any other question? Yes, Mataji.
I heard one of the lectures, and in that lecture, Maharaj said when we have bad times or difficulties, we have to take our due efforts and then we have to surrender to Krishna. So, my question is, should we do any effort or we just surrender to Krishna straight away or we just depend on Krishna?
We have to do both. We have to do our part, but we should know that our part is not going to solve the problem. It's a two-way traffic. Our effort and Krishna's mercy. But always we have two paths. Some people think we should do our activity, don't depend on the Lord. And other is, no, don't do activity, depend on Krishna. But we have to do both. We have to do our part, knowing that although we may do our part, but ultimately, everything is controlled by Krishna. But we have to do our part as a duty. Krishna was advising Arjuna, you fight. That's your part. And what will be the result of the fight? That is my part. So Arjuna was fighting, but he was not trying to control the result of the fight. He knew the result of the fight is controlled by Krishna. In the same way, when difficulty comes, we should try our level best to solve the problem, but we should know that solution ultimately is controlled by the Supreme Personality of God. Okay? We have to do both. Depend on Krishna and do our duty. That is called devotional life. But he is dependent, no? Krishna knows that he is doing, but he is completely surrendered unto me. He knows that he is depending on me completely. Okay? Any other question?
So can you give example of Yogamaya?
Yogamaya? Yeah, Yogamaya. What example you want? Means what is the example? Spiritual world is Yogamaya, is energy. Just like this world is Mahamaya. The role of Mahamaya is to cover us from Krishna, and Yogamaya's duty is to open Krishna in our life. Yogamaya connects the living entity with the God, Mahamaya disconnects the living entity from God. Two opposite. Same energy, actually there is only one energy. But it acts in a different way. Prabhupada gives the example, just the electricity. When it is connected with the heater, it gives heat. When it is connected with the cooler, it gives cooling effect. Right? So you have to decide which connection you want. It's in the same way, Mahamaya, Yogamaya is the same potency. The purpose, the result is different. When you want to forget Krishna, we need Mahamaya. And when you want to remember Krishna, we need Yogamaya. What do you want? Any other question?
From yesterday you mentioned that there are five different types of personalities.
Yeah.
Who sees only the bad, this is the worst, and who sees only the good in someone, this is only Krishna. And we have to reach the second level to see both, but prefer to see the good only. And how we can progress in this?
He is asking question based on my lecture of yesterday. No problem. I was talking that there are five categories of people. Those who are not there yesterday, so it's refreshing for them. Those who are there also. The lowest category or fifth category of people, they only see bad in others. They cannot see good. They are very expert in seeing bad. You may have thousands of good, if you have only one bad, he will see that. So that is fifth category, lowest category. Then fourth category, they see both good and bad, but they tend to ignore the good and try to focus on bad only. Then third category, they see both good and bad equally. Then second category, they see both good and bad, but they tend to ignore the bad and focus only on good. And the top category, who only sees good, cannot see bad. And that category is only for the Mahabhagavats, pure devotees and the Supreme Personality of God. So he is asking how to upgrade ourselves. From fifth category, I don't know how many of you are in fifth category, I don't know. So, from fifth category to second category. Very simple. We have to practice to glorify others. That's called sadhana bhakti. This is part of sadhana bhakti. Our tendency is to criticize others. Tolerate that tendency. And practice to see good in others and talk about that. And Bhaktivedanta Maharaj used to say, till you don't do it spontaneously, fake it till you make it. You have to do it. Even if you are thinking, no, I'm a little duplicitous, hypocrite, I'm seeing the bad, but I have to tell good. Practice that. At least see one good quality. Today, I will see one good quality in you. And talk about that. So when you start practicing about this, then slowly tendency to criticize others will diminish, because we are practicing to glorify others. So how our practice to criticize others will go away? by glorifying others. What is Srimad Bhagavatam? Srimad Bhagavatam is glorifying the Supreme Personality of Godhead, glorifying His devotees. That's why we read Srimad Bhagavatam every day. But I don't know, we are reading Srimad Bhagavatam only 1 hour, 23 hours for other purpose. But we have to practice. Only we should not glorify during Bhagavatam class. We should glorify out of Bhagavatam class also. Okay, that is the process. We should learn how to glorify devotees. And secret of success in spiritual life is to know how to glorify Krishna and His pure devotees and His devotees also, even if they are not pure. Haribol. So we'll end here. Guntaraj Srimad Bhagavatam ki jai, Samabhita Gaurav Bhaktavinda ki jai, Nitai Gaurav Premanande, Hari Haribol.